Welcome to the City Heart Podcast. I'm Pastor Kevin Reed. Thank you for joining us today. And we pray that you're encouraged and enlightened by this message. And we're going to go ahead and jump into our word. And we've been in a series, for those of you that don't know, we've been in a series called Squad Goals. And we've been talking about this is week four, actually, of the series. And we've got one more week, so make sure you come back next week to hear the conclusion. It's going to be really good. But Squad Goals, and God's been really blessing us through this series. And I love that caption, the right team can change your life. The right team can change your life. But if you have your Bibles, we're going to go ahead and jump into the Word. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. And we're going to begin reading in verse 16, Matthew chapter 28 and verse 16. And it's obviously on the screens as well. I'm reading from the NIV version if you're wondering. So if you're like, oh, that doesn't sound like what's in my Bible, I'm reading from the NIV for those of you that don't know. But Matthew chapter 28 and verse 16 says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" If you have your Bible, just stick something right there in that Matthew 28. You got something to stick there, just stick something right there. We're going to come back to that in a little bit. But we're going to look at one more scripture, and that's in the book of Exodus. Exodus is the second book of the Bible. It's right in the beginning. We're going to look at one verse in chapter 9. Chapter 9, we're going to look at verse 16. And it says this, it says, "But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." Bow your heads, let's pray for just a moment as we hear the word of God. Lord, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for everybody that's under the sound of my voice. As we go forth into your word, I pray, Lord, that you would touch this room. Touch me as I speak, Lord. Lord, let me decrease that you might increase in this moment. Let your Holy Spirit flow in this moment that I might speak words that would encourage and challenge somebody, that would push somebody to blessing and honoring you and to living their lives to serve you. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you that you've given it to us as such a mighty and powerful gift. And Lord, help me to rightfully divide it that somebody here today might know you better. I give you the glory for it because you're worthy. In Jesus' name, everybody said? Amen. Awesome. Y'all sound good today. I didn't have to ask you twice. Only asked twice, but I didn't have to do that today. One of the things that you might not know about me is that I play the drums, right? Some people know that. Some people don't know. I play the drums. I play the drums since I was about, gosh, two or three, right? Everybody kind of starts off, you know, especially a baby, kind of pots and pans, right? And I kind of ran through all the pots and pans in my house to the point where I was almost starting to destroy some of the pots and pans in my mom's house, right? And so she was like, well, let's move you on to something a little bit bigger. And so I kind of went through a couple of kind of the kiddie Toys R Us drum sets, right? I remember I had a Muppet Babies one, right? Because Animal was kind of big at the moment. I'm giving my age there away. Anyway, but I had a Muppets one, and I think, I want to say I had like a Transformers one, which is just random. I don't know what the drum set would have transformed into, but I had a Transformer drum set. But anyway, I played in church from really about the age of four or five, right? Really till about the age of about 25, 26, and then I like to say that I went into retirement, right? Because I did about 20 years. I was like in retirement, and I got pulled back out of retirement to play. But man, I've been playing my whole life, right? And it's something I love to do. I don't play any longer because luckily, bless God, I've got Donnie, and Donnie just plays now, and I don't have to play anymore. But man, for a moment in my life, that was like my thing, and that's how people knew me. And it's something that, it was a gift. It's not anything that I had on my own or that I could have done or used on my own. It was really a gift from God, something that he gave me and something that I was, you know, gifted and skilled in. And something to this day that, man, there's still people that really only know me as a drummer. They don't know Pastor Kevin. They know Drummer Kevin, right? But we all have you know, unique gifts, and there's skills and personal characteristics that we that are significant really to all of us, right? They're significant to you individually and really to how we live our daily lives. And these gifts and these skills, they play a factor in kind of what we do, right? They can factor in the kind of characteristics and skills that are unique to you, can actually play a part in who you date, right? It can play a part in who you eventually marry, right? And really, even kind of what you do for fun, if you're like gifted in a certain area, you'll try to lean to that area, right? You'll try to say, hey, let's do something that's geared. Like if you're really athletic, which I am not, but if you're really athletic, you know, people athletic, they like to do athletic stuff. They like to, man, let's go rock climbing, let's go hiking, let's go do something that's really fun and adventurous. But we all have these gifts and skills that are innate to us. And the word even talks about it. In Romans chapter 12, Paul says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us, which really means that, man, those gifts, those things that we have really come from God. They come from God. They're not just, you know, something that I naturally in my own goodness came up with, but God has really given us all gifts that we have, right? And so for us, for many of us, we don't often tie that natural gifting or skills that we feel like we have. We don't necessarily tie that into kind of the big question that we all ask ourselves in life, right? We never really kind of correlate the two. Right? Because the big question that we're always asking, that we always ask, is kind of, man, what am I here for? Right? At some point, every person in life kind of asks that question, man, what am I here for? Why do I exist? Right? Why was I created? What is it? Who am I supposed to be? Right? What have I been called to? What am I here for? And all of us at some point, man, we're in search of that answer, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, we're trying to figure out, man, What am I here for? And so there, people have written thousands of books, and you've seen them, you've probably read some of them, thousands of books that kind of cover the subject from a ton of different angles, kind of trying to answer the same question. Man, why am I really here? What is my purpose? Right? And we all want to know what our purpose is, and really if we really all want to be living it right now. Right, we want to. I want to know what the purpose is. But once I figured it out, man, I want to do that right now. Right, for some of us, if you could have skipped past, if you could go back to childbirth and but like skip past diapers and then like potty training and then like maybe I don't know, you know, well, middle school and pimples and puberty and kind of all that stuff. Like if you could just go back and you could have skipped ahead to just, man, I know what my purpose is. I know what I feel like I'm really good at, and I want to do that every day. If I could skip ahead and do that immediately, we would have done it, right? If I didn't have to go through like bad boyfriends or girlfriends or crappy jobs, if I could just do what I love to do every day, man, I would do that instantly, and I would love to skip just everything else that came along the path before that. That's what we want. And why? It's because, you know, inside we all want to know that we've made some impact on this life. We want to jump ahead. Man, I want to do something that feels good, that feels like, man, this is what I'm made for. This is what I'm here for. We want to get to that as quickly as we can. Man, I want to do it now. Let me do this. Whatever. Man, it's this thought or this idea or this invention or this career or this something that I feel like I've got to do it, but I want to do it now. I don't want to waste time. I want to get to it. I want to get to what my purpose is. And we want that feeling that, man, when we're old and gray at some point, right, somebody be like, man, you did it. Wow, whatever. Wow, you really made an impact on somebody's life. Man, you did something in some small way that changed the world. Right? We want to get the trophy. Right? You want to kind of get hands on that. Wow, you really did it. You get the certificate or the trophy that says, man, you really did it. You made it. You've done it. We all really want that in some way. But there's a lot of people that never find out what that true purpose is, what their true calling is, what their true passion is. How do I impact somebody else? We're consistently on the hunt for it. And I firmly believe that that purpose, finding that purpose, discovering that purpose, is connected to being in a squad. I really feel like if you haven't found it yet, if you don't know what it is, or even if you have found it, it comes from being connected to a squad, being connected to somebody else where you're saying, man, they've kind of helped you figure it out, and maybe you've kind of helped somebody else figure it out, but you've come to the point where you realize, man, this is what I want to do. I want to do it now, and this is my purpose. I'm trying to discover it, and I feel like that happens in a squad. There are some people that maybe randomly kind of found something completely on their own, but I really feel like you find it in a group, right? And so we said a squad is this. If you haven't been here, we said a squad is a group of people pursuing a shared purpose, right? And we should want to be in a squad, right? And because we're in a squad and because we're pursuing a purpose, there are some squad goals that we have. There's some stuff that we're saying, man, we're accomplishing this collectively. Right. Not only do I have a purpose, but man, this purpose is happening within a group. It's happening within this body of people. Right. And so what I want you to know today is that God has given us a collective purpose. Right. If you don't feel like, man, I really just still don't know what my purpose is, I'm letting you know that God's given you one already. Right. So you don't have to go searching for the purpose. He's really kind of given it to you. Right. And so, okay, so Pastor Kevin, that sounds really great. Now, you know what my purpose is, but I don't know what my purpose is. Okay, so what is his purpose? What is God's purpose? If he's given it to me, what is his purpose? Well, let's take a look back there at Matthew 28, because it says it right there. Matthew 28, verse 19, it says, therefore, go. Everybody say go. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Right, right there, boom, smack, and probably as clear of ways that Jesus could have said it as he could. He says, this is your purpose. This is it. You don't have to search any longer, right? You don't have to go try to pay somebody else a whole bunch of money, go sit in a seminar, or, you know, go kind of, you know, rub a magic eight ball. What is my purpose? I don't know. Maybe. Right? Maybe it comes up. Yes. You know, we don't have to do that. He's saying, look, I've given you a purpose. And who does he give this to? Who does he give this command, this commission to? He gives it to his disciples. If you're somebody that says, you know what, I'm a follower of God, if that's you, you've got your purpose. That's who he gave it to his disciples. This is who he's talking to. Those 11 guys that were on the mountain with him. And like, Pastor Kevin, weren't there 12 disciples? Yes. This was after, right? He says this is the Sermon on the Mount. This is after Jesus died and he rose again, right? And Judas, who had betrayed him, had kind of, you know, he kind of hung himself, right? And so now there's 11 guys, right? They haven't pulled in the 12th guy yet, so it's 11 guys. But he's saying, you know what, to these 11 guys? You're my squad. This is what we do together. This is why you're here. If you don't know why you're here, I'm letting you know why you're here. I'm about to go. If you're wondering, well, what do we do now, Jesus? This is what you're supposed to do. Go make some more disciples. That's it. That is your purpose. That's your goal. And really, we can see, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, but you can see the track of what that commission did through those 11 guys. We're here today because one of those 11 guys ministered to somebody who ministered to somebody who ministered to somebody who ministered. I could go on forever. That got you in this room at this point today, right? It all tracks back to that commission. It's called the Great Commission for a reason, because what they did, what he spoke to those 11 people, bloomed and blossomed and grew. Then they found some more people, and it bloomed and blossomed and grew, right? And it continually in that pattern. And so now you're at the point, if you're saying you're somebody that follows Christ, this now applies to you, right? If you're his disciple, if you're a Christ follower, this is now your commission. Those words that Jesus spoke, they now apply to you. Right? So when you read Matthew 28 and 19, you should be saying, man, this is for me. This is Jesus speaking directly to me and saying, okay, what are you going to do now? Are you going to fulfill his purpose? Right? Because it's our purpose as Christ followers to go and make more disciples. That's it. That's what his purpose is. And when you see that, basically the point of that scripture, he's saying grow. Right? What is it saying? Grow. Right? Whoever you are, we see it a couple times in the Bible. God tells Noah, be fruitful and multiply. Right? Jesus is saying the same thing. Go multiply. right? Goal growth. We said the ultimate goal of any squad is growth. So if I'm in a squad, the purpose of my squad is to grow. That's the purpose as a body. That's what we're supposed to do. And so we're saying, okay, well, how do we do that? How do we grow? And we kind of explained over the last few weeks, the first thing we said is that really in order to grow, you have to know God. You have to know God. You have to have a relationship, a real one, an authentic, real relationship with God. Not when you just come on Christmas or kind of Easter or maybe Mother's Day or like just those random days that kind of everybody goes to church, right? But you actually have a daily relationship with God that it's true and it's real. And the second thing we said, you've got to find freedom. You got to find freedom. Man, what you got to, that stuff that's in your life, anything that might be holding you or binding you or just making you feel like, man, this is a lot. You've got to be able to let that go, right? And that comes from that relationship with God. And so this week I'm saying, okay, now that you know God and you find freedom, now, okay, discover your purpose. What does it mean? Man, I've got to push ahead in what my purpose is. When Jesus gave the disciples that great commission, he spoke to them as a squad. It was as one body, just one group. However, he spoke to 11 different people, right? There was unity in their purpose, but there wasn't uniformity in who they were, right? Because really all those guys, some of them came from some different areas. James and Andrew and John, those guys were fishermen. Matthew, who's also known as Levi, he was a tax collector, right? They didn't all look alike. They didn't all kind of act the same way. Peter was this loud, obnoxious, kind of boisterous guy. John was kind of quiet and reserved, right? Just kind of hung around. So there were different personalities. There were different people. And I'm sure there were different giftings and skills that they all had. But if you notice, even in their individuality, they all had the same purpose. And that purpose was to grow, to build the kingdom. They functioned as one body, but each of them had their own distinct characteristics and skills and gifts that defined them. And it affected actually who they reached, right? Because there's going to be some people that you can reach that I can't reach. There's some people at Murrah High School that y'all know that I'm from Boston. I don't know them, right? But there are specific things and experiences and skills and characteristics and gifts that you have the ability to reach somebody that maybe I don't. And we all have the same purpose, but your uniqueness in who you are allows you to be able to speak into somebody's life, right? And so really for all of us, we should be looking for those opportunities to speak. We should be looking for a way to be a part of what God is doing. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. You are a part of the body. Christ is the head. We are the body. You, right? I might be a pinky toe, right? You might be an underarm pit or something like that. I don't know, right? There's some part that you have. You're a part of what God's trying to do. We all have a part to play. And there are people that you're supposed to reach that really that I never will. But we all should be looking to do our part. Even with Jesus, Jesus, when he came, his purpose, and he said this, his purpose was to reach the Jews. It really wasn't to reach everybody else. He said, my specific job is to first reach the Jews. And then they rejected him. And he said, okay, y'all don't like me. I'm going to go over here and talk to everybody else. But he was only on the earth for a short period of time, so he really said, okay, disciples, now it's your turn. I can only reach a certain amount of people, but there's more. You know what, Peter? There's some people that you know that I don't know. Go reach them, right? There's some people that, they may not, you know, feel me, but you know what, man? There's something about you that they respect. There's something about you that they like. There's something about you that they're saying, man, I can connect with that guy. Man, there's something about them, man, seeing their life story and hearing their testimony and knowing what they've gone through and seeing how God has blessed them, that, man, that can spur somebody else on. It can spur somebody else to want to know. Whatever it is that you've been gifted or skilled or called to do in life can be used to bring people to God, right? It can be used. And so we should be looking for those opportunities to fulfill that purpose every day. You might be an athlete. You might be a doctor. You might be a lawyer. You might be an accountant. You might be a hairdresser. You're an important part in God's body. Who you are is an important part. And for a long time, I didn't see that in myself. I didn't see that, man, I'm important. Yes. Yes, you are important to what God is trying to do in the earth. And the reason that you've been given those talents and skills and the specific characteristics that you have is so that you could bring people to him. Right? It's not so that you can kind of just do your own thing and have your own plans and wow, I've got this great job, and so now I can just focus on me. Right? You've been given all that you've been given so that you can affect somebody else. It's great that you have it. I'm not saying don't have some, man, have it. Have, get as much as you can. But the purpose and the reason why God has allowed you to have it is so that you can begin to affect somebody else. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but really it should be the Lord's purpose that prevails. As good as I can be and as much stuff as I can get, that's awesome, that's great. And you've got the car and you've got the degree and you've got all that stuff, but really it should be God's purpose that prevails. Above kind of who I am and what I can get and what I can have, his purpose should be the number one priority. And that's why I'm saying it's important to grow, to continually remind yourself of who you are in Christ and stay consistent in that process of growing. Don't fall off, right? Stay consistent. Man, you know what? I'm going to make sure I'm in the room. I'm going to make sure that I'm giving. I'm going to make sure that I'm praying. I'm going to make sure that I'm worshiping. I'm going to make sure that I'm connected to what God is trying to do. Why? Because there is something specific in me that he's trying to do to reach somebody else. You have to see yourself as somebody that important because that's how God sees you, right? We sometimes downplay our own importance in the kingdom. But he's saying, he tells them, the disciples, he says, look, all this power and authority has been given to me, but I'm going away, so I'm giving it to you. Therefore, go and do something with it. Make some more disciples, right? Go and reach somebody else. Have an effect on this world. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you should use whatever gifts you have to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Taking what I have and turning it over to bless somebody else. What God has placed in you is vital to the growth of the kingdom. 1 Corinthians 12:12, this verse says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. When you kind of read it, it can almost be confusing. So it's saying that a body, man, we're one unit, right? But it has a bunch of different parts. We function as one body, but within that body, there are different parts. And then those parts, those individual parts, what makes them great is that they can come back together and form a body. Right? So we're great together, but individually, man, we can do a little bit of stuff. But you know what makes us really great? When we come back together, oh, it's unstoppable. Let me give you an example. Let me kind of paint the picture in your mind. Right? When I was growing up, one of the shows I used to watch, Captain Planet. Right? Anybody else? Right? Captain Planet, he's a hero, gonna take pollution down to. Oh, see, I'm not the only one, right? Right, I know the whole thing. I'm not even gonna sing the whole thing, but I know the whole thing. Right, and it was cool because you had one guy. You had the Earth guy, right? And they all had these rings, right? And they would point their rings, and then they could do kind of cool stuff with their rings. It's like, oh yeah, you know, Earth, and the kind of the ground would shoot up, right? I don't know. I'm not the only one that's seen the show. Come on, right? And you had Earth, and you had Wind, right? And Wind was a Russian girl. Come on, y'all know the show, right? You had Wind, right? And she would go, and then like stuff, the trees would start blowing. You're like, oh. Okay, right? And you had water, right? Remember the water girl? And then you had, wait, it was Earth, Fire. Oh, Fire, right? The Fire guy, he was bad. That was who I wanted to be. Earth with all that stuff, cool. I wanted fire. I just wanted I wanted to blow somebody up, right? Let you talk bad about me, fire, right? Let you, what? Do you know who I am? Oh, Planeteer, fire, right? I just want to take people out. Man, but I was like, but then you always had, they had one in there that I thought was corny, and I was like, what's going to happen, right? The heart guy? What kind of power is it? Like, heart. And he could kind of almost hear animals a little bit, right? But it was only sometimes that he could hear animals, but it was like, hearts, right? So I'm like, okay, you are fire. Yeah, you have hearts. But anyway, right, they were great by themselves, and they could do some cool stuff, right? So the earth guy could move some stuff, and the fire guy could just set things and set people on fire, and the wind would kind of blow it, and then the water could come and kind of cool it down, and then heart would do whatever heart does, right? But then, man, by your powers combined, I am Captain Planet, right? And he'd come out, blue uniform, little red trunks, right? He would come out, and Captain Planet would just start kicking butt. And I'd just be like, man, what was amazing about it was, like, as good as they were individually, as much as the guy could move earth, and as much as, like, the girl, you know, she could do wind, and oh, that was great, it paled in comparison to, man, when they got together. When they said, hey, you know what, let's all point our rings to the sky, and all that power kind of converges as one, man, here comes Captain Planet. He's coming to kick some butt, right? All those polluting people, right? That was all the bad guy. He's dumping, like, they're like, you ever seen, like, they had barrels of sewage? They're just dumping raw sewage into the water. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, but man, when they got together, what they did together was so powerful. It was unstoppable. They were a squad. Planeteers, man, that was a squad. Individually, they were unique, and they had these gifts and skills that they had on their own, but together, wow, they were unstoppable. And I'm saying we should be the same way. We have to recognize that we're better in a squad than we are on our own. We're better in a group. And a squad consists of people. There's partners that really that see your dreams and plans as a place to participate in God's purpose. So what you're trying to do in your life, somebody in your squad is going to say, man, I see what you're trying to do. Man, what can I do to help you? What can I do to benefit and bless you? Because they know that what you're doing for the kingdom. Oh, come on. Y'all ain't hearing me today, right? What you're doing, man, I'm taking, you know what? I'm a doctor. I'm a teacher, man. So I'm really doing that to affect these kids' lives. And so, man, you know what can I do to help you with those kids? Man, well, man, you're a doctor, and you're just saying, you know what, I'm going to take some of this, and I'm just going to go in the community of people that may be disadvantaged. I'm going to try to help them out, man, and I'm believing that through that, that maybe they'll see some miracles happen and that God's going to see work in that way. And I'm just, man, somebody's like, hey, can I give some money to that? Can I come? And you don't want me to do anything doctoring related, but, man, how can I help you? Right? And we see that as a way to jump in and say, man, that happens within the squad. Right, that happens in a place where you're saying, man, that we're coming together, and that's where, your whatever you have, it gets elevated. Whatever you're doing, man, it goes to a different level. When we connect our plans to His purpose, people will line up to invest in a dream and a plan that glorifies God. They really will. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, my mom's favorite verse, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him and have been called according to His purpose. So all the stuff that I'm doing great, man, we start combining that stuff together, man, it all works out to the good. It all works out for the good. But what happens is that many of us never discover our purpose, A, because we don't know God. We never take the time, and we think we know, right? We start to think we know, but we really don't discover what our true purpose is because we never fully connect to God. Because there's blessing there, and he's trying to say, I'm trying to connect with you to help you. But what can happen is that because we never connect to God and because we never discover our purpose, we kind of listen to the voices that say things like, you know, you can't make it. You can't do it. That you don't have what it takes in your purpose or your passion to do what you're trying to do. You don't have it, right? And you kind of listen to the voices that say, you know what, you're too white or you're too black to do what God wants you to do, man. You know what, you're too poor. You're too uneducated, right? You're not pretty enough. You know, you're not polished enough. You're not vocal enough. You've got too many tattoos. You dress too weird. Right? We kind of start listening to these voices that can, it feels like, man, we're disqualified from what God's trying to do. You've done too much in your past. Man, you slept with too many people. Can I just be real? You went clubbing too many nights. Now you're trying to come back and now you're trying to be God and you can't do that now. That's bogus. God is saying, man, I'm ready to use you. Who you are is exactly who he wants to use. There are some people that you can reach that I just can't reach because of your experiences, because of what God has planted in you, because of what he's purposed in you. And why? So that others around you that are just like you won't be lost. He's trying to bring them back to him, and he's saying, can I use you? Would you mind if I use your gifts and talents and skills and the characteristics and the things that make you, you? Can I use that to bring other people back into the kingdom and for my name to be glorified? Are we willing to allow that to happen? He's looking for disciples who are ready to get off the sidelines, right? Who and we love to do it. We like to just come and just chill. That's great, Pastor Paul, you're saying, but, you know, I'm ready to go home and get in bed. And you know, we sit on the sidelines. God's trying to use us, and we hear him. It's not that we don't hear him. We know God's been trying to use us. There's been opportunities and little points and moments where we hear God. We hear that he's trying to use us. He's been telling us, and he's been opening doors, and he's been making ways, but we kind of stay in the moment where we're just sitting on the sidelines and watching the game happen, but we're not even participating. We're just sitting on the bench. Maybe it's time for us to jump in. God is ready to begin working his purpose through you. God created you for a reason and for this season. And I'm done here. I'm done right here. You're not an accident. Your past mistakes and sins have not disqualified you. You have been specifically created for God's glory, to praise God, to grow in him, to spread the gospel, to use the talents that God has given you. That's why he says there in Exodus 9:16, but I have raised you up for this very purpose. It's you, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. That starts with you giving your life to Christ. It starts with knowing him and connecting with him. It starts with you following him and declaring with your mouth and declaring with your life, putting him at the head, that he is Lord. That's where it starts. Believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead and receiving that free gift of salvation that he's given us. And he's saying, well, man, just come into the squad. Come join the squad. And you got a pass given. He's saying, man, go invite somebody else into the squad. There's people out there that man, they don't feel like they're invited, that they don't feel like, man, that it's for them. He's saying, man, go give them an invitation. Invite them into the kingdom. That's the purpose of why he's called us, to discover our purpose in life. Bow your heads, let's pray.
Thank you for checking out this message from City Heart Church. If you'd like to hear more from this series, or if you'd like to hear more about our church, you can check us out online at cityheartjackson.com. Or you can check us out on social media at CityHeartJXN.